Welcome to Studio 86. In-depth discussions with RIT newsmakers. Come on inside.
Studio 86 Special Edition.
On the road!
We're back for the second half of the Imagine RIT Festival podcast. Mike, there's a lot been going on today. Do you want to check out the quarter mile and see what's happening out there?
Yeah, let's go up there and check it out.
All right, sounds great.
Hey, Vienna, we're just coming up on some poetry readings. I don't know what the name of this exhibit is. Maybe we can find out, but there seem to be some poetry readings.
My spirit walks through the woods, sensing the connections within all. My spirit walks through the woods, deep within my heart. My spirit walks through the woods as a vital, integral part. Thank you.
Seemed to be a lot of spirit walking through the woods.
our last.
All right. Well, let's keep moving along section, along the quarter mile.
Kirsten.
Hey, look who we've run into on the quarter mile. It's the editor of RIT, the alumni magazine, Kathy Lindsley. Kathy, what do you think of the Innovation Festival?
Wow, it's beyond my wildest expectations. It is so cool. I must say, I'm really having a great time today.
What's some of the coolest things you've seen?
The fun with fluids in the College of Engineering. It's like really excellent. It's to be on the north side of the College of Engineering. That was a very interesting demo, and I think people were really enjoying seeing it. And also the Allen Creek watershed quality that the environmental science students were doing, which is by Clark Jim. It's really interesting with lots of frogs and snails and toads.
That would scare Vienna Carvalho.
So that means Vienna Carvalho will not be seen by Clark Jim today.
Frog phobia, would we call it?
Actually, I just said that for Vienna's benefit. There's really only tadpoles, not actually frogs.
Soon to be frogs, close enough.
And I wouldn't be going out on a limb too far, I don't think, Kathy, to say to our listeners that they're sure to see some coverage of this festival in an upcoming magazine.
Absolutely. Yes. So.
All right.
Anyway, have fun.
Okay, Vienna and I are making our way along Quarter Mile once again. Man, what a crowd.
Yeah, actually, I'm pleasantly surprised by the amount of people that are here, rain or shine. So, yeah, things are looking really great for this festival today.
You know what would be fun, Vienna, would be to find some younger attendees, some kids.
The future of RIT, future students perhaps.
Yeah, let's see if we can't talk to this family. There's a nice-looking family right here. Let's see if we can talk to them.
All right, sounds great. Let's see who we have. Can we have your name?
My name is Joel.
Joel, and your name?
I'm Bethany.
Bethany, and where are you guys from?
New York.
From New York, from Rochester?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you enjoying the festival today?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah. What is your favorite part so far?
I like the bouncy things.
The bouncy things?
Yeah,
bouncy
the carnival things.
Did you get a chance to see any of the exhibits that have been out?
Yeah.
Yeah, which one? Are there any of those that you liked?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which ones? Do you remember?
I like the hot dog machine.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Now, were they actually giving out samples of hot dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, did you have one?
No.
You were a little afraid. Oh, the line was too long, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite one that you've seen?
Yeah.
Which one, Joel?
Mine would be the same.
The same? The hot dog one is the big favorite, huh? Mm-hmm. Where are you guys headed now?
We're meandering.
You're meandering.
Yeah,
wherever the roads take you.
Right.
Hey, we got to ask you about your hats. Where'd you get those nice hats?
We got it from somewhere over there.
Recycling department.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
R-cubed, is that how they're pronouncing that? R-cubed at RIT? What do the three R's stand for?
The three R's?
You know what the three R's stand for, Joel?
No.
Recycling, reuse, and... I don't know.
Recycle, reuse, and I don't know. I'm not sure what the other one is.
I don't know either.
Okay. Very good. All so right. Will you come back next year?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
If Mom and Daddy bring you, will you be happy to come back next year?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, Vienna, you know, we're walking along here, and a lot of people are asking us directions. And
we're doing the best we can, Mike, really.
What do they think we are, RIT News? We've entered Infinity Quad. And it looks like there's a band that's about to get ready to play.
Yeah, it looks like they're doing a little warm-up. I believe it's M-Dash, according to the stage schedule there.
We know all about M-Dashes.
Different M-Dash, however.
I love that name. Maybe, I don't know if we can get up here and ask these guys about. Because, I mean, they must be typographers by day.
Musicians
and,
by night.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
All right.
M-Dash.
This guy is someone. This guy. He's an RIT person. This one.
Is it?
Could one of you guys talk to us for a second?
Sure.
Well, curious about the name. Are you guys typographers by day?
We're English professors, two of us, and all of us are nerds, although the
musicians can't be nerds.
Well, you'd be surprised.
What's your name?
My name, Babak Elahi.
And you teach here at RIT?
I do, yeah.
Okay, and who else? You said another English professor.
Jeff Tucker on bass. He teaches at U of R. Alfred Vitale. He's a man about town. Does grad work over at Warner. Greg Clark is a physical therapist by day. And Bill Loftus works in the administration over at Warner, right? Yeah. I always have a hard time answering that. I guess it's sort of alternative rock, but more like from the 80s alternative rock rather than 90s or more recently. So
we love the name.
Exactly.
So we wanted to come up and ask about that, and we'll. Looks like you're about ready to start.
What do you think about the rain?
I hope it doesn't come down any more than this.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to check out M-Dash when they start up. But fun hearing about the name origin.
Absolutely. It's a great name. And, you know, as he said, two English professors no doubt came up with that name. It's great.
As I said, we know all about M-dashes.
Yes. Some of us know about M-dashes. Some do not know the appropriate use of M-dashes.
Sometimes a comma will do.
That's right.
Sometimes parentheses will do.
Sometimes you can remove the entire phrase. Who cares?
You do see them used differently. Sometimes with a space before, sometimes with a space after. News and events style. No space
before or after.
Yes. We're here with the sound guys as we're waiting for M-Dash start, but some of the sprinkles have started once again. We thought we'd take cover.
Yeah, it seems like it's getting a little heavier, so hopefully M-Dash can begin.
M-Dash just taking the stage. Looks like they're about to start.
I think we're here just in the nick of time. Hopefully the rain won't slow them down at all.
Sound check. I can sense it now. I think we're close.
We've said this before.
Well, I can see our friend, the English professor, there talking into the microphone. I'm not hearing anything yet, but he's looking over here to the sound booth like he's ready to go.
All right, let's hope so. One of the sound guys just gave a little thumbs up, so.
Hey, doesn't that look like that interpreter Dave McCloskey over there hooking up some of those speaker wires?
It looks like him, but I'm pretty sure that Dave is retired and it's not him, but it does look like him. You're right.
Hey, if he's retired, maybe he became a roadie for M-Dash.
Not every man with a white beard and white hair is Dave McCloskey, Mike.
I'm telling you, it looks just like him, though.
Yeah, it does. It does. I wonder if Santa Claus, during his off-season, is a roadie for M-Dash.
I guess we could go up and ask him, but he looks pretty busy trying to get M-Dash set up here.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't bother him. Let's leave him alone. He's got the headphones on now anyway.
I think you're right. It is Dave McCloskey, and it looks like he's getting ready to sign.
Hey, you think you might be right?
You think?
I think he is getting ready to sign.
Oh.
So we should correct ourselves. Dave McCloskey is
not retired.
And he's not a roadie. Well, he is a little bit for M-Dash.
And he's not Santa Claus.
Well, he is Santa Claus. Just, you know, it's the middle of the spring right now.
May, yeah.
I've been pounding the street.
M-Dash.
Staring at the sea. Stop.
start flying. Don't know who to believe. The police are the thieves.
Vienna, we're here now with member of RIT's Mini Baja team, Anthony Ascari, who's a mechanical engineering technology major. And I should say we're out in front of the Galisano building. Is that this year's car?
That is actually a three-year-old car.
Oh, okay.
Primary and secondary car, actually in Tennessee right now, racing as we speak.
Wow.
Excellent. So it's pretty exciting.
Heard any news from them, how they're doing?
I guess we're doing pretty well. I guess we're doing top five or somewhere around there, at least the last I heard. A lot can change, though, obviously.
And how about this Mini Baja team? I used to cover that here for University News. And, you know, one of the things about the Mini Baja team, it's fun. Mm-hmm. You guys have a lot of fun. Obviously, there's a lot of engineering technology, all disciplines involved, but it's fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot of fun, a lot of time. We put a lot of heart and soul in this, a lot of hours spent in the shop, in the design, you know, in the computer labs. I spent more hours in computer labs than I'd like to say, but it's definitely a lot of fun. It gets us to apply what we learn in class. The hands-on, tangible object. Looks great in resumes.
And what I liked about you guys especially was in the spring when you'd be testing the car, whenever, you know, I'd send out a news release, and any day that the news media, television loved you guys, they'd call and say, hey, we'd like to come over. I'd call up the Mini Baja team, and you guys would head out across the street on Jefferson Road still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still got the track over there. It's a little muddy, but it's a lot of fun.
What about the technology that goes into this thing?
A lot of, you know, 3D-based design program, SOLIDWORKS, we use that. CNC machines, we do a lot of manual machining and CNC machining. We get stuff outsourced for casting. So, I mean, basically any big manufacturing operation you have, we somehow do in the car. Sheet metal work, fab work,
all right, well,
different things.
We'll definitely have to check in and see how you guys did in competition. Where is it taking place right now?
They're at Tennessee Tech.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a good one.
And here we are back at the Xerox Wow Center.
Wow. Hey, Vienna, look who we just spotted walking here in the Wow Center. None other than Sue Barnes, professor of communication. And you are here with Neil Hare, I know, in a booth spotlighting Second Life and other social networking projects.
Well, actually, what we're doing is we are premiering the Classroom of the Future, but we're doing it now. Our whole idea of the social networking classroom is that the classroom becomes a hub of activities. It's not just a place where you go for a couple of hours every week, get a grade, and go home. It's a place where you really start building your career skills and networking and making connections with people inside RIT and outside RIT as well.
I noticed in your booth you have the big video monitor with the whole Second Life thing going. What exactly is Second Life for those people who are not really computer savvy or internet savvy or game savvy? What is that?
It's a virtual world, kind of like a computer game. It's kind of an ongoing game. It's what the users themselves build in the site. And what we've been highlighting in our booth is we've been highlighting the island that RIT has just built in Second Life.
Okay.
So that we will be able to go in there and hold meetings. We'll be able to have classes in there. We'll be able to do a virtual library. We'll have a whole bunch of things that we'll be able to do in Second Life.
Now, how many RIT students, I guess, are currently involved in this Second Life project? Or it's not only students, faculty, staff too, or...
Well, right now it's being developed by online learning, and then it's going to roll out in the fall.
Okay.
And we have different strategies for trying to figure out how to get people involved. One of the things that we did in the online advertising class is one of our clients was online learning. So they came out with some really good strategies for teaching students in the FYI classes how to get into Second Life and having them get avatars and kind of get going so that we can populate the island for RIT.
Well, Sue, you're looking great, too. We have to say, I often say on the podcast, especially when we were talking with the Formula team throughout the year, that we, you know, it's an audio podcast. We have to paint audio word pictures. So you're looking great. Vienna?
Love the hat. Love the hat.
Yes, I put on my Victorian hat because I wanted to look better in First Life than I did in Second Life.
Well, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
And congratulations on a great booth, and I hope you're enjoying the festival.
Very much so.
Hey, we've run into Dr. Dussler here in the WOW Center.
Correct.
It's the Gordon Fieldhouse and Activities Center. Dr. Dussler, how's it going?
It's going about as well as we could have possibly expected. It's been, the whole operation's been very smooth, but the turnout's been wonderful. You know, we had still have a few raindrops coming on so nothing serious, but we have an extraordinary number of people just wandering around the campus finding out what happens here.
Well, I ran into you a couple hours ago on the quarter mile, and the sun was shining then. We had a lot of people filling the quarter mile, so really, it's been fantastic.
Well, it's still true now, even with a little few drops of rain coming down. So it's been a tremendous day for RIT, and I think a great one for the Rochester community.
Absolutely. Would you, it's hard to, I'm sure, you know, over 400 exhibits to pick out maybe one that stands out with you.
Well, I can tell you that hot dog assembly machine is pretty popular, but I think it may have something to do with the fact that they're giving out free hot dogs.
Okay. I understand, after I saw you the last time, somebody told me your son was with you today.
Yes, I had both of my sons here today, but they're wandering around having a great time themselves.
All right. Well, good to see you again.
You bet.
Hey, Vienna, look who we ran into. None other than the festival chairman, Barry Culhane.
Barry Culhane. Impressive, Barry. That's all we can say.
This RIT community is impressive. We know because we're there every day, but when I went through this campus and I saw the faculty, staff, and students just roll out everything innovative and creative that they do all at one time, you know, we get bits and pieces, but this day rocked. It was great.
It was huge.
It was huge. I love our community.
Hey, as long as, you know, we're doing an interview, who does it better than Seth Voorhees?
The professional.
Of our news. Seth is here as well. Hey, Seth.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good. What do you think of the festival?
I think it's great. You know, I have to say, though, it's a little bit odd to be on this end of the microphone because usually I'm the one that's pointing it at people, not vice versa, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
No, this is amazing. We've had a chance here to talk to hundreds and hundreds of people who've just come by our booth, and everybody seems really happy with, you know, there's a lot of events here, a lot as far as things for kids to do, also a lot of great information as well as far as what you're doing here at RIT. So I'm very impressed.
Well stated. You got your daughter Emily with you as well.
Oh boy.
Hi.
What do you think of the festival, Emily?
I like it a lot.
What's been your favorite exhibit? Have you gotten around the WOW Center here?
I like everything.
The robot, the hot dog robot. That's the big one. That's one I keep.
All the kids are saying that they love the hot dog machine.
Yeah. That's what everybody says. Well, thanks, Seth. And Barry, just congratulations to you as the festival chairman.
Well, thank you. We owe it to President Dessler's vision and the great team, including University News. You guys are terrific. Thank you very much.
And what about that date for 2009?
May 2nd, 364 days from now. Be there or be square.
Thanks, Barry.
Thanks.
Vienna, we have seen quite a lot today as we just finished up another walk around here at the WOW Center, the Gordon Fieldhouse and Activity Center. And what a day.
It's been tremendous, and I think the expectations were high, and I think that they were definitely met. From what I understand in talking to people, I guess early estimates are saying that they have almost reached their goal of nearly 30,000 people, which I think is unbelievable.
And it's been kind of fun being on the road once again with Studio 86. Traveling man, traveling woman. Thanks, Ricky Nelson, right? Maybe we'll play that little theme music.
I was going to say, that'd be great going out. Perfect.
And thanks to you for coming along as well.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it thoroughly. It was a great day.
I'll see you on May 2nd, 2009.
Perfect.
Wait a second.
Hopefully I'll see you before that.
I was going to say I might see you next week.
Right.
Do you have a meeting next week?
I'll see you before 2009, folks.
Tune in next time for another in-depth discussion from Studio 86. Studio 86 is produced by RIT University News Services.